The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
This is your new morning routine. Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap J. Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Lions looking for fourth and goal conversion off the play fake. Goff throws wide open. Touchdown, Brock Wright.
Well, maybe it's time for a little office magic.
What's office magic?
Mooney in motion.
The flag.
Fields pumps. Flag down. Fields breaks the tackle. Fields on the scramble. Fields in for the touchdown.
Are you kidding me?
First and goal. Fields on the run, throwing for the end zone. Komet leaping high to pull it in for a Bears touchdown.
He's got it all working today.
Second and one. Fields setting up, looking deep. Komet wide open. He's got it. Cole Komet to the house. 50-yard Bears touchdown.
So, big question is, aside from the damage to the boat, which we will fix, what do you guys think of the presentation?
First down and goal. They hand it to Swift, and Swift will coast into the end zone for a Detroit touchdown. Untouched for six from 9 yards out. And the Lions vault right back into this ballgame. Second and 18. Fields in some trouble trying to get it to Komet. It's intercepted. Okuda with the pick. And Little One picks Big One and takes it for a touchdown.
Holy crap, I am freaking out.
Here we go! And now on third down, Fields will yank it, and there's room to run for Fields. Fields,
baby.
Turn it on to speed. Fields on the angle, trying to outrace Okuda, and he'll beat him to the goal line for the touchdown.
Oh, wow. He's already the leading rusher on third downs.
Big way.
And watch this.
67 yards. St. Brown gets it on the flip. St. Brown cuts back at the five, and he's down inside the two.
And that PAT is going to come back and bite him.
Up the middle, in for the touchdown is Jamal Williams. His ninth rushing touchdown of the year, and the Lions are an extra point away.
We're getting man-to-man.
Fields in trouble. Fields chased, breaks free of two tacklers. Now trying to break the third, and Okwara has him. Julian Okwara with the sack.
He was just exhausted.
God. Welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you, those highlights courtesy of Fox. As we got Charlie, we got JC, and we got you for our Bears Monday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. As always, we appreciate you keeping the conversation going, brought to you by DraftKings. Well, here we are, Cap, a Bears Monday where the Bears are 3-7. Another record-breaking day for Justin Fields and another loss for the Bears.
That's a bad loss because that's a bad Lions team. But I kept hearing from different people.
Shay.
Lions can't score. Jeff Okuda's a lousy corner. He read that pick six like he knew it was coming. Justin will learn from that. We learned that we have our quarterback again. That kid's a beast. Please don't tell me he can't pass. They cannot protect him when he is in the pocket. That is a fact. And so when they chained him in by not having their ends rush so aggressively up the field, if you watch the pick six, where is Aiden Hutchinson, their best player? He is standing back toward the line of scrimmage, trying to make sure Justin doesn't get past him. Bam, there's the pick. Had to throw it over the top. Justin said, I learned. It's a bad loss by any measure. We're picking six in the draft. Let's go.
Well, Fields' running ability keeps the Bears' offense in the game. And we saw that once again. 147 yards and 13 carries for Justin and a couple of touchdowns. His connection to his weapons could help the Bears win some games. We saw that yesterday where you saw some passes to Darnell Mooney. Cole Kmet got in the mix with a couple of touchdowns as well. However, from an athlete standpoint, and we had Keyshawn Johnson here a couple of weeks ago when he was doing his morning show, came down and talked to us for a half hour. To an athlete, it is about trying to be able to learn how to win some games. As I told you last week, Cap, I see the schedule here for the remaining part of the season, and there's just going to be a lot of teams that just have more talent than the Bears coming in here. That is the Vikings, that's the Eagles, that's the Buffalo Bills. There are teams that are going to be much better than the Bears from a personnel standpoint. But at some point, you also have to learn how to win, too. You don't want to be demoralized when you're a player. There is a clear difference between what players want and what management wants. I heard what Cole Kmet said. I read what he said. He says, I know what's going on up there. I know what's going on at House Hall as far as what they want, but we have to be able to find a way to win some games. That was a winnable ball game yesterday, and there's a lot of reasons why the Bears lost that game, but for my money, this team should have four wins today, but the Bears beat themselves as much as the Lions beat them yesterday.
The interesting thing in watching that game.
You got to learn how to win games, Cap. Like that was a game that was in the balance that they should have won, and they fell short.
Yes, you've got to learn how to win football games. We also have to be willing to admit that that team doesn't have talent. When Justin was forced to stay in the pocket, we cannot protect him. They cannot. Their receivers are not good enough. Their running game yesterday was excellent, again, because you got a quarterback that, as Phil Yates just tweeted, as a runner over the past 2 weeks, 28 runs, 325 yards. That's an average of 11.6, three touchdowns, two runs of 60 or more. And that 325 yards is the most by any quarterback in a two-game span in NFL history. That's all dandy. And I believe the kid can pass. You just got to find a way to start adding pieces to this team once this season ends. You need a new left tackle. That kid ain't good enough. Stop. He's not. Maybe he'll develop to one. Braxton Jones is not ready to be a starting level NFL left tackle. That's a fact. Your best offensive lineman didn't dress yesterday. Tevin Jenkins. There were people in town telling me we just got a number one receiver when Claypool came here. He was the third receiver in Pittsburgh, and they stink. And they were willing to let him go. So let's pump the brakes. I'm glad he's here. He's big. He's fast. He's strong. Maybe he will develop into a solid player. Wide receiver one right away? We had people calling here right after the trade deadline. Maybe the defense will be better. I think not.
Yeah, clearly not. Clearly not, because that's the other side of it as well, where the Bears surrendered that many points. Again, we can get into this pick six, which was an awful play by Justin Fields. But at the same time, though, you know the roster when the game starts. We know who's been traded. We know who's been let go. And so now it's about Jack Sanborn. It is about Brisker, Morrow, others to be able to say, hey, you know what? A lot of these stars are gone. Now it's my time to shine. This is clearly an opportunity for these young players to be able to show what they can do. And some of these veterans, too. There's a lot of guys in that defense that won't be around here next year. They won't be around here in a couple years. So you better show what you can do and put it on tape. I like the idea that the Bears were able to get to the quarterback in Goff. Man, there was a couple of quarterback hits with Sanborn, which I liked. I liked what I saw with Morrow as well. You had two sacks total, and I like that. But ultimately, Cap, that defense is porous. Like the sponge in your bathroom, it's brutal. they can't make stops. It's amazing how the opponents are able to throw the ball backside of the linebackers in front of the secondary, wide open spaces, wide open room to roam. That's when the defense and the gap responsibility is not there. And again, we've seen this the last few games. We're going to see this for the rest of the season. The defense, you talk about the offensive line, not enough talent on that side of the ball. Defensively, not enough talent to be able to get to the quarterback either. That's pretty clear.
So watching the game yesterday, if you remember, Lions are going left to right on your TV screen.
And on your radio dial.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It was trimmed in Honolulu blue and what silver and white and whatever else.
Yeah.
So it's 3rd and 14.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Sanborn was awesome yesterday.
Oh.
He was phenomenal.
Jack
Sanborn. 2 sacks, a tackle for loss. What do you have, 12 tackles?
12 tackles.
And he should have had a pick if they don't screw the Bears on a terrible penalty call.
How are you not committing that to memory? There's going to be a billboard erected on the Kennedy for him today. Watch.
He was really good.
Oh, God.
But I'm watching the game, and I've got a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, Lance Briggs, who played linebacker.
Yeah.
It's 3rd and 14. He looks at me and to coach, and he says, "Don't take the cheese." Huh?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any pizza out here. They were eating Portillo's. And Lance, what does that mean? He said, "They're going to run a guy about 6 yards over the middle. You don't touch him on 3rd and 14. You drop in coverage. Because if he catches the ball, everybody flows to him, tackles him short. They punt."
Yep.
There goes the guy exactly as Briggs predicted. There he goes. There goes Sanborn. I got to get him right over the top of him.
Yeah.
14-yard gain. First down, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "If you know that sitting here, obviously you played, why does he not know that?" He said, "Because he's a rookie."
Yep.
He said, "You don't know your depth. You're just trying to make a play, man. You're running around. I got to get that guy."
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
He said, the key is, does he make that mistake again?
He learned. And I think a lot of them are learning every week. I'm sure that Coach Williams will put that on the board and say, "Hey, look at this gap integrity, the lack thereof.
Yes.
Look at the problem here." Like, we saw it all a lot yesterday. But, again, it's a microcosm for me, Cap, of a game that the Bears should have been able to win. 441 passing yards for Justin Fields the last three games. 385 rushing yards. 11 touchdowns. 1 interception. And the big stat for that, 0-3. Now, again, it's between your ears in this spot. If you're Justin Fields and some of these guys that think they're going to be around you the next couple of years, you're getting your ass kicked, again, by good teams and by teams that are 3-6 this morning. But the point is, though, is that does Justin Fields realize the bigger picture? He's probably thinking, "Man, maybe this is on me. Maybe this is on my teammates." I mean, listen, Eberflus and the coaching staff and Poles, they understand the big picture, Cap. Do the players know the big picture? There's got to be some frustration in that locker room, though, because if you're a player, you have pride. 3-7 is not good enough. Even though we know what the season's about, if you're a player, you have pride. You don't want to lose that game yesterday, and they did.
So I'm looking at their roster, and we can go through this with people. Here are the guys that they have and their depth chart. Let's get to that after the break. And I want you to tell me of those guys that we started yesterday, because I keep hearing, Cap, there's a lot of talent on it. There's not. How many of those guys are there the next time the Bears are a playoff team?
312-332-3776 is our phone number. The Bears lose to the Lions 31-30. How are you feeling about the loss? Is this loss acceptable against this team, the Detroit Lions? We're going to get your thoughts. All right. Let's go to this, JC. Let's open the phone lines, 312-332-3776. It's a Bears Monday. Cap and I want to hear from you. Your thoughts about the Bears' loss against the Lions on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Captain J. Hood, Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad to have you in today on this Bears Monday. The Bears lose to the Lions 31-30, and Cap and I are talking about it. 312-332-3776, Bears lose to the Lions. How are you feeling after the loss? Is a loss to the Lions like that unacceptable? I want to get your thoughts on that. It is for me, Cap, because I know the Bears are going to lose some games. I understand there's a lack of talent on the team. I just think that they should have been able to beat the Lions Sunday, and they did not. Let's go to the phone lines in just a second. I just want to point this out. Fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, big spot. We've seen Justin Fields run all over the field. We mentioned the numbers. Impressive. Eye-popping. 13 carries, good for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, you're saying, well, where's the running lanes late in the game? Where's the lane? I mean, because all of a sudden now he goes from a running quarterback to a pocket passer. Wait a minute now. Now, so before we even get there, we talk about, okay, so the Bears have a quarterback now. They've got a quarterback. Someone that you can depend on. But with a caveat. Yes, you have identified the quarterback for the future, but he still needs some work, because the best quarterbacks can do both. They can run with the football and in a big spot can throw it down the field and identify talent. Now, again, maybe it'll take a couple of years for him to get the wide receivers he wants, but that right there, that 2 minutes, told you all you need to know about where the offense is and who Justin Fields is at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think he had much of a chance to be successful in that situation. I don't. He doesn't have a game breaker at wide receiver, and he was running for his life. I mean, once he got forced to not be able to get to the edge because the Lions changed what they were doing defensively, and we have some Dan Campbell where he talked about that, they made a really intelligent decision how they changed how they were defending Justin Fields. And by not having their ends crash up the field as fast as they could, it kept guys at home. It made it much tougher. They also, as the game went on, got more penetration up the middle. That Lions team, it's not a great team. It's not. I'm not going to fool anybody. But they have more talent than the Bears do in a lot of spots. Their offensive line, pretty decent offensive line there. Three number one picks start there.
Well, there's a reason why their defense has been so bad. Both teams did not have a good defense to show. They might have some better players, but there's a reason why they're 3-6 as well this morning.
Correct.
Some thoughts from Dan Campbell about the defense against Fields, because I'm watching the game and I'm texting you in the fourth quarter. I go, wait a minute now. You've been running all over the place and you could not connect down the field. You could not run to the sideline to stop the clock. None of that happened. He's back there patting the ball. I'm like, well, that's not who you are. At least not enough to be able to win a ball game. And there's where the rubber meets the road right there, Cap. Yeah, the Bears have a quarterback. But he's got to be able to learn, if not this year, the next couple of years, that if the running lanes are closed, what are you going to do? What are you going to do as a quarterback?
There's not a lot you can do when you don't have guys who can make plays.
Dan Campbell.
That quarterback now is, it's everything we talked about, and it just, man, you can play perfect and play the game you want to play, and if you just let him out four plays, it'll kill you. It could be four touchdowns. So at the end of the day, man, we bottled him up enough, you know, and forced him to have to stay in there and make some plays that's hard for him to do. You know, he wants to get out of there and start moving around and break contain, eyes downfield, and so we did what we needed to do, and guys showed up. You know, they stayed true to it. Even though we got hurt on a couple of plays, they stayed true to it. And so, listen, I'm proud of AG, and I'm proud of the defense. They played the game plan, you know, and really we did. We played the game plan the way we wanted, other than a couple of plays he slipped out of there. So I'm very proud, man. If your defense can make plays for you and get the ball back when needed, you know, you can win games that way for sure.
Well, it was more than a couple of plays, Campbell. I mean, he rushed for 147 yards. He gassed you.
He did.
Until the game was on the line, and all of a sudden, those running lanes weren't there.
Correct.
Couldn't run for the first down, Cap?
No chance.
Everything's closed down. Couldn't find a way, couldn't find a seam. He was doing it all game until that spot. Tough.
Yeah. They did a really good job with their adjustments. And he struggled to get outside the pocket. And then when you're getting penetration up the middle, like the last play of the game, he drops back trying to make a play. Oh, God.
Yeah.
They ripped his ear off. He had to stitch his ear back up before the press conference.
So there it is. So we're getting your thoughts here on this Bears Monday. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Joliet here, Scott on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. Morning. How are you?
What's up?
You know how we're doing, Scott. That was a winnable ball game yesterday. Come on.
Frustrating. Frustrating. And it's not because any, you know, you see Fields improving. That's good. We talk about wanting to see these guys improve. My thing is, longtime coach, played in college, blah, blah, blah. The fundamentals don't change from level to level. Can you guys agree with that? The fundamentals don't change.
No, they don't. Fundamentals are fundamentals.
Fundamentals are fundamentals. The speed is what changes and how much money these guys make. The linebackers, every single play on play action, you can pick two or three linebackers that are four steps going in the wrong direction on play action. And it is so frustrating to see. I was going to call in week three. I was going to call in week five. And I didn't call in, and I'm calling in because these guys are not making the corrections on defense on play action. And when you get sucked up 3 feet, 3 yards, going in the wrong direction on pass plays when they're play action, you're beat already. There's no way
that's what happened to Sanborn on 3rd and 14.
Yeah, he's out of position.
Right.
But he had a good day.
He took, as they say, he took the cheese. But he had a great day. I mean, he was magnificent. He's a rookie. He'll learn.
Let me just tell you, can I make a prediction?
Yeah.
This time next year, Jack Sanborn show. You and I are hosting it.
They'd love it.
Because you know why? Because we've made him.
It's
perfect, Cap. Perfect. Local kid does well. Middle linebacker?
How about that?
Like Zurich?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Big Ten.
We made him, Cap.
Let's go.
I was rooting for him. 312-332-3772. And you can't lose, by the way, when you've got Olin Krutz's number. Joey G in Melrose Park on ESPN 1000. Joey.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Joey?
I'm nauseous.
What are you nauseous about? Are you surprised?
What I saw yesterday, Cap, J-Hood, it reminded me of the old electric football game that I got when I was 10.
Uh-huh.
And you plug it in, and they just run and clump up, and one guy's going down the field. Their first half defense was horrendous, as far as I'm concerned. Number two, get your Jack Sanborn money in for this kid, for the marketing rights to the jerseys.
Here we go.
Number three, I was hoping Eddie would call, but he hasn't called yet. Do you think we need a new defensive coordinator?
No, we don't have any players. It doesn't matter who the coordinator is. They could bring Coach Ditka back. It doesn't matter.
Cap, we got the left side and right side of our defense is vulnerable all season.
No question about it. There's not enough talent to help.
Joey, let's look at who is not there. Khalil Mack, he looked pretty damn good last night.
Mm-hmm.
Wrecking plays.
Yeah.
Robert Quinn, we'll watch him tonight on Monday Night Football against the Commanders for the Eagles. Roquan Smith, he plays for Baltimore now.
Mm-hmm.
Akeem Hicks looked like he was 26 years old yesterday for the Tampa Bay Bucks. How'd you like to put those four guys on your defense?
That's why we're talking. We're talking about Jack Sanborn, Joey. That's why we're talking about him.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a great game, and I don't know if Shea told you, Jay Hood. I'm filling in next week, one show.
Oh, are you? You coming in?
I'm going to be out of town.
Father son.
That'll be awesome.
That's what's going to be called, father son.
That'd be awesome. Joey, have a great day, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
He's going to call. You know he's going to call tomorrow, right?
We
love you.
We love you.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Davenport, Iowa. Here's Austin on ESPN 1000. Austin, what? Austin, what?
What up, fellas? Happy Monday to you.
What's up, Austin? $1.
Hey, we're right on schedule on this rebuild. This is exactly where we need to be. Just got to learn how to win and see what we got. Look, we're sifting through this roster. We just found Jack Sanborn. Look at that. I think that we're going to be all right moving forward. Just keep gathering up those picks. Get to that offseason with Justin Fields in one piece. We're going to be all right, boys.
Austin, nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to lose today. You know, I feel like losing today. That's not
they
how
don't.
That's not
You're
how
right.
That's fine.
Players don't feel that way, Austin. I mean, and again,
right.
I love the idea of those that look at this and say, well, it's a good thing that the Bears keep losing because of that draft pick. Are we sure that Poles can find the right guy? You would think a blind man could find a good draft pick in, you know, 1 through 7 in the draft. But that's still a crapshoot, too. Increase your chances to get to that top draft pick. Do you know you'll find someone that will pay dividends in the draft? Will he do the right thing? The jury's still out on that. Still is.
Yeah, you don't think that he's thinking like that right now, Ryan Poles? He's probably thinking that way.
I agree. I think deep down he's like, wish we'd have lost the Texans game. We'd be in the hunt for number one.
No, I know the plan. I'm just saying, will it be executed? That
remains to be seen.
You go to the convenience store and you get those hands of scratch-off tickets, and you say, cherry, lemon, cherry. A loser.
Right.
You make sure if you're going to go in this direction, and I hate tanking, especially in our hometown, big city of big shoulders like this, you shouldn't have to tank. But I understand the plan, Cap. Doesn't necessarily mean it'll be executed.
Agreed. The
jury's still out on that.
Agreed. By the way, I did talk to Ryan Pace the other day. Tried to get him to come out. He wants to just remain in the background. But Sylvie asked a question on the afternoon show. Do we owe Ryan Pace an apology? Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
We got to get into that.
Yeah.
Because the answer is no.
Okay. Are we done with it or do we?
No, we're going to get into it.
Okay.
There's more layers to it as we play the Falcons, who have Phil Emery and Pace on their staff.
Phil Emery with the grandma glasses with the chain on them.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
And we have Cordarrelle Patterson. There's a bunch of ex-Bears on that team.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Is the loss against the Lions unacceptable for you? What stood out most about the Bears' loss to the Lions 31-30? It's a Bears Monday. Cap and I are taking your phone calls next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000.
Good morning show here on ESPN 1000 on a Bears Monday as the Bears lose the Lions 31-30. Jump in with us, 312-332-3776. That ESPN Chicago app, by the way, where you can find the Bear Down podcast. Need more Bears? Black and Abdallah have you covered. Look for the Bear Down podcast available on the ESPN Chicago app.
So I asked you, you thought you were going to get me fined there.
Mm-mm. No, I know. Hey, you're sharp this morning. You got it.
I'm ready.
Yep.
And
you don't have any money, so.
I actually have a little. I gave some to Dennis out on the street.
Oh, he got you.
He did.
I told him no.
I gave it to him. Anyway, I said to you, how many of the guys on the depth chart are going to start when the Bears are a playoff team again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Justin, I think we all agree. He's the guy.
Sure.
Okay. David Montgomery, I don't think he'll be here. Do you? Free agent at the end of the year?
And I like David Montgomery. But even Montgomery's got to be like, okay, so if Justin's going to take all my touches, maybe I shouldn't be here.
I just don't think the Bears are going to give him a long-term, big-money deal.
But both things can be true.
That's true. No question.
I'm sure he's looking at this like, dude.
Those are my carries.
Where's my carries at?
Right. Darnell Mooney, probably as a three, like a slot guy.
I don't know.
Chase Claypool?
No.
I don't know that.
No.
I mean,
no.
He's okay.
No.
Equanimeous St. Brown?
He will not.
No chance. Cole Kmet? Yes, possibly. Blasting game? Probably not. Braxton Jones? Not so sure about that one. Cody Whitehair? Probably not. He's, what, 30 already?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with an old head in the room, though.
He might be there. Mustafer? Probably not.
No.
Tevin Jenkins? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Riley Reiff? No chance. Let's go to the defense.
Okay.
Al-Quadin Muhammad? Maybe.
No.
Blackson, probably not.
Nope.
Justin Jones, probably not. Dominique Robinson, backup maybe. Joe Thomas, no. Sanborn, maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
He's our guy.
Put the shirts.
What are you doing? Jack Sanborn, maybe. Excuse me?
I would think he would be, but...
What are you talking about?
I'm giving him credit.
This is a Netflix story waiting to happen, pal. What are you talking about, maybe?
When are we putting the C on his chest?
What's wrong with you?
I love him.
He's got Olin Krutz's number. He can't lose.
I love him.
What are you talking about?
Nicholas Morrow.
Nice game for Nicholas Morrow yesterday. Yeah, very maybe. Nice.
Jalen Johnson, yes. Yeah. Brisker, yes. Eddie Jackson, probably.
That's an anchor on your secondary.
Yeah, he's going to have to get paid again.
Well.
And Kyler Gordon.
Yep.
Yes. Cairo Santos, yes.
Shaky bastard.
Velus Jones, he didn't even dress again. He's 25.
Excuse me?
He's a 25-year-old rookie.
I look at Courtney Cronin on Twitter looking for the inactives.
Uh-huh.
Velus Jones. Healthy scratch twice. Back-to-back games.
Not good.
I don't mind Herbert back there. At least he gives you some quality.
And he got hurt.
I understand, but at least he gives you an effort. Velus Jones?
Coach, want Velus? No.
I don't care how old he is. If he's not dressing, that's a problem.
If he fumbles another punt, that's not his fault. That's the coach's fault for putting him back there.
So there you have it. Let's get to the phone lines and talk to you. 312-332-3776 in this Bears Monday. They lose 31-30. Define the loss unacceptable. What do you think? Let's go to Curtis in Farmington, Minnesota, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning. Good morning. And 2 inches of snow out here. Cap and hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
Thank you so much, fellas, for taking my call. I really want to strongly say, I mean, I understand what's going on with the, as you say, with the people upstairs, but I mean, 30 points is enough. 30 points should be enough. I know the defense doesn't have enough talent, and the run defense played a little better, but it was like every time they went out for a pass, it was like the Golden Corral, and they was kept getting gashes of 15 yards, 20 yards. I think if I'm Justin Fields to a point, it's like, what else do I have to do to win this game? I know the interception was bad, but I think he's done a great job. I'm not saying that you haven't said that, but, we couldn't even sniff on 30 points for a while, for a long time. We finally got at least some points on the board. Defense got to play better. The pass defense got to play better. Jason Sanborn gets the golden star. Kmet, who's finally got a receiver.
Jack Sanborn. What do you say?
Jason.
I mean, respect on his name.
Let me tell you something, Curtis. You might be an ardent Bears fan, but you better get the goddamn name of Jack Sanborn correct. You got that?
I got it.
Go ahead. What else did you say?
Well, I'll just say 30 points should be enough. I mean, in today's NFL, 30 points should be enough. I know we don't have enough talent out there, but at least, you know, if you want to give up some points, at least 17, 18, I mean, give us a chance. We was up by 10 by the third quarter. That should have been enough. I don't know. I mean, even though it felt great, the offense is progressing, but the defense is just a buzzkill. But thank you so much for taking my call. I'll tell everybody about the wonderful snow we're getting out here.
All right, Curtis. Thanks for the phone call. All right. We appreciate your telephone call. He lives in Minnesota complaining about the snow. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. In Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Shannon on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Shannon.
So, you just got to think about Justin Fields, his journey. You know, think about the past 2 years, where he was, where he is at now. I mean, it's a good thing, but the defense just can't stop a parked car. I mean, yeah. We tried, everybody's gone, and it is what it is. I think this is going to be our year. I mean, we're going to lose until, our defense make a play.
Look, and appreciate the call, Shannon. Thanks. Have a great day. This is a team that has a ton of holes. That's just a fact. When you trade away Roquan and you trade away Robert Quinn and you let Akeem Hicks and Allen Robinson and Khalil Mack, and we could keep going, walk out the door, and don't really replace those guys, what did you expect?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that people are surprised the defense is struggling, I'm surprised you're surprised.
Still sucks. Got to say it out loud, though. Got to say it. Like, it's not good.
Correct. But if you had a bunch of really good players on that team that you spent a ton of money and draft capital, you'd be like, this sucks. We have all these guys. We don't. They have picked their lane. They've made that clear what it is.
You know, you and I understand that. The Bears fan that's deep in the weeds with us understands that. The person, some of the people that's going to Soldier Field or those that just want to see the Bears win are disappointed. You have every right to be disappointed about both sides of the football. I mean, talent or not, you want to see the Bears win. We got to get to the reason why that we're fans, Cap. From the beginning, it's about wins and losses. I mean, we know what the plan is, but for the average fan listening, they're gonna be disappointed. Like, hey, I don't want the Bears to lose, because I mean, here's why: you've seen so much losing that when you do see a pop up store win, as Sylvie would say, it's great. But I want to see a perennial winner. That's what I'm talking about. I know what this season is. It's just disappointing when you see them lose. That will never leave me. This whole idea that, you know, these are good losses for the Bears because of a draft pick. Dude, I don't know what Poles can do in the draft. Hopefully he'll be able to hit on it. I'm clicking my heels and hoping that's the case.
I don't disagree with you, but get ready for more losing. Look at the schedule.
I know.
Now you go to Atlanta and everyone's like, well, Atlanta stinks. Well, so do we. We just lost at home to the Lions. Then you go to the Jets, who actually are a pretty good football team. They just beat Buffalo. And then you come home to play the Packers. Then you get the Eagles and the Bills. You go to Detroit and you get Minnesota.
It's tough. Well, no,
I don't know which game they're going to win there, if any.
To me, I don't know if they can win another game. I don't know if we can win another game.
Okay, Coach. Thanks, Ditka.
Good, Jim. I don't know if we can win another game.
Right.
Seriously.
And it is what it is. Deal with it.
Still difficult, man. Can't just deal with it. It sucks. And here's where you are. You're in a weird abyss with this Bears team. Mm-hmm. A Bears team that can score enough, but mm-hmm. can't stop anybody.
Correct.
How upside down is the world there in that spot? We've very rarely seen that. 94, 95, we saw that. But very rarely can you say, boy, the Bears score over 30 points a game and still lose.
So if I said to you, I can flip it. They have the elite defense and no offense.
Well, I've been there.
Would you rather have that?
No, I've been there.
Right, let's try this.
I like balance, though. And hopefully we'll see that next couple of seasons.
By the way, let me give you a stat. The Packers with a big upset win over the Cowboys yesterday.
Is that a sidebar?
Yes.
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
$3.26 million for the great Howard Aiken.
Sideball.
62% of their plays yesterday were designed runs. That is the highest percentage in the history of Aaron Rodgers' career. They got back to running the football. It set everything else up. They ran the ball 62% of the time with one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the sport. Lo and behold, they won. Got to run the football.
A Bears Monday here on ESPN 1000. If you're on hold, Cap and I will get your phone calls in here. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. Courtney Cronin inside the locker room in 45 minutes on Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap. Jay Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Let's hear from Justin Fields, the quarterback for the Bears. Made a couple of big-time comments about, how about this one, Cap, before we even hear from Justin. So, that pick six in a big moment was difficult to watch. I mean, you're trying to get the ball down the field. That pick six, that was tough. Justin Fields gives his thoughts.
It's a dumb play. Screen, the DN sniffed it out pretty good. So, I can assure you that will never happen again for the rest of my career. Just screen, DN sniffed it out. Tried to move him a little bit and tried to float it over to Cole and overthrew it, but just got to dirt it and play the next play.
Well, that'll be a freezing cold take probably the rest of the season. At some point, he'll do that again. He said it'll never happen again.
The rest of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are taught.
Mm-hmm.
You heard what he said at the end of it. Dirt it. Isn't that what he said?
Yes, yes.
Got to dirt it. You throw it at the receiver's feet so it's uncatchable. It's not grounding. You just eat the play and move on. Live to fight another day. But if you go back and watch the play, Aiden Hutchinson does a really good job where he doesn't get caught up the field. And all of a sudden, you throw over the top of him. Bam. picked off Jeff Okuda, read it, just like he watched it on tape. I know where that one's going. See you later.
Cap, could you tell people over our shoulders what you see on your screen? Could you read what you see there on the lower third?
Dan Orlovsky on GetUp. Justin Fields is going to play himself into the MVP conversation. And I agree with that. Not this year.
I think he's talking about this year.
No. No shot. Now, I record GetUp every day at home on my DVR. I have it preset for every day. I'll go back, or if the boys in the booth... Shay, by the way, happy birthday. He's off today for his birthday.
The boys, you're talking about JC and Charlie?
Yes.
Okay.
The boys in the booth, if they can get that audio, I'm pretty sure he's talking about down the road. If he's talking about this year, there's no way. The Bears may not win a game the rest of this year. Not going to happen.
First of all, it's just a dumb conversation. Another morning show dumb conversation. Stop. Just wait.
Let's just let it play out.
We just can't wait. You just got to put your balls on the table immediately.
Correct.
Cap, wait a minute.
Correct.
Just let the kid develop, for God's sakes. How about in a two-minute situation, him getting it down the field and getting a scoring drive? They're doing a lot of scoring here. He's making Cole Kmet. Is Justin Fields. Justin's getting it done with his legs. Can we wait for the genuine article yet? Can we wait for him to develop before we say Justin Fields and MVP in the same conversation, in the same sentence? We just can't do it, in 2022.
We cannot.
Just can't do it. Patrick Williams has to be KG now.
Correct.
Now.
He's 21.
Right now.
At 15 last night.
But if he's not, Cap, then he's a bust, you know.
Correct.
It's unbelievable.
Nobody wants to let anybody develop.
Let him develop, for God's sakes. For that to be on the lower third over our shoulders, just part of this the dumb conversation that we see all the time.
But
over the top.
But I will tell you.
Stop.
Mark the tape. That kid will be in the MVP discussion in the next 5 years.
That's fine.
He will.
I can accept that, but not today. Jeez. Aurora, Colorado, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Ken on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, what's up, Emmanuel? What's up, Hoodie? How you guys doing?
What's up?
What's cracking?
Not much. Hey, did you guys notice? Do you guys think that that defense was that bad yesterday?
Yes,
the Bears. Yes,
they looked horrible.
Yeah,
they regressed.
Ken,
so
they're
much
over they're the- not regressing. They stink. They don't have any talent.
Well, Ken, they were bad against the Cowboys and the Dolphins.
No, I agree, but those two offenses are good. This offense is not good, and they look worse.
That Lions offense has some talent on it.
Yeah, but it's Jared Goff, who you've never been a big fan of. You can understand why Ken says that, is because it is the Lions offense. That's why he's frustrated. Makes sense,
yeah.
Right? You got Dak Prescott in one game. You got Tua Tagovailoa the other game. Jared Goff? Not the same sentence.
I'm surprised my family hasn't disowned me yet with the way I was screaming at the TV yesterday.
And I don't, and I get it. You want them to win just like Hoodie does. Just like I get that. Buckle your chin strap because you're going to get your ass kicked a lot more the rest of the season. They don't have talent defensively or offensively. It's a bad team.
Ken, we appreciate the phone call. We go to South Elgin. Here's Scott on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, boys. Happy Moral Victory Monday again.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Let's do this.
Let's do
All
it.
Right. So basically what I'm seeing is I've been watching this Bears team since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I'm 35 years old now. I've never seen a quarterback. I don't know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning, but this is amazing. And I'm totally fine with them losing. But they're basically following the Dolphins blueprint without admitting they're following the Dolphins blueprint because that was technically illegal. They tanked for Tua. They had a boatload of cash to spend. They went out and got him some cheetahs on the outside. And they fixed not all of their holes on defense, but they fixed most of their holes on defense. The way you do that is through acquiring more and more draft picks, get more and more capital. The only way to do that is to keep losing, get a top five pick. I'm going to keep banging this drum. I'll call every single damn Monday if I have to and just reiterate this point because Cap's talking about it. Hoodie, I think you're starting to get on board a little bit, but I'm elated. This is great. I've never thought I'd be happy to lose to the Lions at home, but let's go. Bear down.
All right, Scott, we appreciate the phone call. Ah, what a wonderful Monday. I feel like I'm going to lose today. I'm going to be a loser today. Stop. Not against that team. You're going to lose a lot of games, not against them. That was a tough game to lose, because at some point the young player wants to feel like what we've worked for, what we've done all week, has manifested into a victory.
I told you that they might get swept by the Lions. They certainly weren't going to sweep them.
But your biased commentary on Dan Campbell doesn't resonate in this room. It's because you like Dan Campbell. He's a meatball, and you like him.
They have more talent than we do on their roster. That's a fact.
Yeah, so does Mont Carmel. What does that mean? Back to the phone lines.
You're not going
to
win many games.
Let's go to Streamwood. Here's Matt on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Cap and Hoodie. Thanks for taking my phone call. Cap and Hoodie, I'm going to ask you two questions. One, is it time for Ryan Poehl to tell Eberflus and Luke Getsy, you will play Leatherwood, you will play Velus Jones, you will play Harry? Because we need to know. There's no sense of playing Pringle and Pettis if they're not going to be here next year. And we're 3-7. And secondly, may I ask you about Jalen Johnson? He had two hands to the face that won the gate of Jack Sanborn's interception. Oh. And then he had got gashed for 50 yards late in the fourth quarter. And then he refuses to talk to the media. That's not a leader on defense. If you want to be a leader on this defense, you need to perform. You know, and the Eberflus needs to sit him down and say, you will talk to the media through good or bad.
Okay. Few things to unpack there. Ryan Poehl does not tell them who to play. They're all collaborative.
Yes.
Velus Jones has not earned the right to be on the field, apparently, because they also judge them at practice. He can't return punts because he can't catch punts. He fumbles. Obviously, he's not getting the work done at practice to impress them, because on that moribund offense, if they thought he could help, they'd play him.
All I'm telling you is that when you had, who was it, Cap? God. Who did they just cut? Saint?
Oh, Mir Smith-Marset.
Smith-Marset. If Smith-Marset can see the field and Velus Jones can't,
right.
St. Brown can see the field and Velus Jones can't?
You're not going to cut a third-round pick. You're going to try and work with him,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to put him on the field. And then he mentioned Jalen Johnson. No excuses. He was on the field. He's also dealing with an injury that they thought might keep him out yesterday, a rib injury.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was a factor. The second hands-to-the-face penalty, I thought was a terrible call.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people are not happy about the officiating. I wasn't either. That's not the difference for me in a winner or a loss.
And the roughing.
That's tough.
The when they hit Goff going out of going out of bounds. Man. That was a bad call. He went to punch the ball.
Right.
But he had his right hand on his back. Like, we'll ask Alex. Just don't touch him. He's out of bounds. Was it ticky-tack? Yes. Just get your hands off him.
All right, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Coming up in 2 minutes, we give you Shot or No Shot. And don't forget, Courtney Cronin in the locker room with the latest on the Bears right here on Cap and J-Hood.